angelic that just shoots right through you and just interrupts your whole day. Doesn't bother the other person. It's one of the reasons you're so foolish. Does not affect the other person one bit. Tearing you up. Tearing you up inside doesn't bother anybody else. But it's destroying you. They have done nothing to you. See, we can talk about anger. And we can make a case anger's foolish. But at least we can understand anger. They've done something to you. They've hurt you in some way. They've let you down, or whatever the case may be. But jealousy, they've done nothing to you. Nobody has done anything to you. They most likely are not even aware of your agony. You're jealous of someone in church. You're jealous because of what they have. You're jealous because of their spiritual gift. You're jealous because of their friend. They have no idea that you're jealous in the spiritual realm. And they have not flaunted it. They've not made a big deal about it. But it destroys your spiritual life. Point two. Very quickly, where does all of this come from? It comes from the flesh. It comes from the old man, the carnal self, the flesh self. It is the nature in man, here it is now, it is the nature of the flesh man to be superior, to be better, to have the advantage in life. And the moment that self sees that someone else is happy, someone else has some advantage, self rises up inside and feels threatened. And it is from this old self that we are actually opposed to the prosperity of others. We're even opposed to their happiness. We're opposed to their husband, their wife, their marriage, their life, anything. You lose, just imagine this, you lose your happiness because someone else is happy. That's how horrible this thing is. You lose your happiness because someone else is happy. You become jealous because someone else has something that threatens you. They have something, whatever it is, and it threatens you. Because you think that because they have something, it is, you think that because they have something, they are superior. They are superior to you. That's why they've got it. And that's why the flesh self feels so threatened. They do not deserve to be superior to you. They are not better than you. They are not all of those things, and you know it, and yet they have it. Or they accomplished it. And the self can't handle that.